think that God has really given me out of this thing. It says, "Thou therefore, my son," 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, "my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. And thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Paul is getting ready to die. He's in a Roman prison. He's telling a young preacher boy named Timothy, who had followed him all these years, he said, "Young man, I'm getting ready to leave here, and God is going to send some hardness upon you, and there's got to be some endurance in your life, and you've got to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And he said, "No man," here's the advice that the Holy Ghost is speaking through him, "no man that warreth," or goes to war, "can handle himself with the affairs of this life." He said, "Now if you're fixing to get in a fight, Tim, you're going to have to fight to live. You better not be entangled, because this entanglement, and this word has to do with a spider web, and that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now he said, "Son, you're a son, and you've been a faithful boy, and you've served, and you've been a good one, but I want to tell you tonight, today, that there's going to be some hard times come upon you. You've got to endure hardness as a good soldier." Here 3 or 4 weeks ago, God began to deal with me about this message. He said, "If a man also strive for mastery," I was going to be a good, and you want to have a master's degree in the ministry. He said, "Yet he's not crowned except he strive lawfully." I got to do it lawfully. I got to do it according to the rules, boy. Got to run according to the rules. He said, "The husband that labor must be first the partakers of the fruit." Now consider what I say, and the Lord will give thee understanding. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble. He said, all the trouble comes over the message, boy. He said, the manual that you're going to deliver will cause the trouble. Amen. I like to say this. The world don't only hate the gospel, they hate the way God has chosen to deliver it. That's through the preaching of the word of God. If you'll be quiet and be reverent, as they say, and act like you're down the high funeral home, I mean, they won't mind that. But if you stand up on your feet and preach the word of God, like God has commanded us to do, go into all the world and preach the gospel, then the world will thank you enough, and they'll have no part of it. They say, "I don't believe that's necessary." Just as necessary as God is. He said, "Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But," he said, "the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Now in verse 5, I've used that as a text. "And if a man also strive for the mastery, yet he's not crowned except he do it lawfully." A good soldier has got to run according to the rules. And I began to read here a while back about the Pony Express, which only lasted about 18 months in the history of America. And yet, I guess it's one of the most exciting things. I've been more books wrote about it, more news put out about it. I've been more kids talked about it. Been more movies made about it. But the Pony Express was three men got together, and they wanted to connect our country together where everybody would have access to the mail. Now, each one of them said, "Now you know that there's not going to be any money in it. You're not going to make any money. We're always going to be short." And I'd like to say that every letter in 1860 was delivered. It cost $16 to get it delivered. $16. That was exactly 1 ounce of gold. 1 ounce of gold. In other words, that's equivalent this morning to $418. In other words, if you cost an ounce of gold a day to deliver mail. And so getting the mail out has always been expensive. Always been expensive. Getting the gospel out has always been expensive. Always been expensive. And I want to speak to you this morning on the Pony Express. On the Pony Express. You said it's a very foolish thing in a church service. Well, I believe you might change your mind time the service is over. Amen? Amen. So now, the first thing, I want you to know that there was some demands upon the riders. the rod that has been the man. And they told him, said, now, first of all, is the male. They took him to school. Now, a lot of people think they went around the West and kicked up every bomb and what have you. But they had men who graduated from Boston University, and many of those men were learned men, smart men. Every man had to know how to read and write. At least he knew how to read the mail and what have you. And so they were very, very hand-picked 200 men. Now, the Pony Express only consisted of 200 men. And they was there for one purpose, and that was to deliver the mail. The little boy, that's the way a child of God is today. He has one job he was picked by. He was chosen, he was picked out by God to do it, and that was to carry the gospel to the ends of the world. And that's the way the boy, this was the demand, and they said to him, and they took him in school, and they set him down, and they said, now listen now, male is number one, the horse is number two, and man is the last on the totem pole. Now, to me, the male speaks of the message. To me, the heart speaks of the means to get the message out, which is the church of God. And the self is you. You're last, man. You're last. And so don't be get up, Father. I'm number one. The gospel is number one. And the church is number two. And then I want to say this. Man is last of all. And so the demand was laid on the rider. Now, as I looked at this thing, the thing that come to me was the demand that was laid on that rider that had to be little men. Brother Gene, you're the fittest. All right, Steve, you can weigh the pony. You had to weigh 130 pounds. And if you weighed any more, you couldn't ride. Because, you see, all they wanted man to do was to hold him reins, and they had 40 pounds of mail they wanted him to carry. His job was not to show how beautiful a man was. And he's a pony. The job was to carry the mail to the countries who didn't have any. Are you listening to me? It had to be a little man. And the Bible says about Saul, he said, when thou was little in thine own tribe, did not God anoint you? Did not God use you when you was little in your own tribe? And when you get in trouble is when you get big in your own tribe. That's right. You think you're bigger than God. Say, God needs you. If you want to know how much God needs you, you walk out the water and go and stick your finger down there and never how big that hole is. That's how much God needs you. God don't need you. God will use you if you'll let him. If you'll let him. There to be little men. I mean little men. That's the only thing. Bill Cody, Buffalo Bill. He's Pony Express rider. Weighed 126 pounds when he weighed him. He weighed 126 pounds. Listen, they want a light load. Want a light load on that horse. And I will tell you one thing, want to be a light load on the church of God. Want to be a light load on the church of God. I really believe that. So the man was little men. And then I want you to know something else. They were learned men. They had to know, Brother John, how to read. They know how to write. But they need to know the Indian. They need to know the outlaw. They need to know the heart. They had to be learned men. And then I want you to know something else, if you please. They had to be lasting men. They didn't have anybody just in and out, up and down, around and out. Look out! They were lasting men. Oh, they said, boy, listen, the storm came, the wind came, everything came. But they had a job to do, and that was deliver the mail. And a Pony Express rider, he didn't ride when the sun was shining. He rode all the time. The mail went through when the rivers were flowing. The rivers and what have you, there were demands upon that rider. The Pony Express riders, listen, they developed men. If you read the lives of those men, after most of them got out of there, they went on to become somebody in America. Every one of them. Many of them became millionaires. Many of them owned gold mines and what have you. Like Buffalo Bill Cody became that great showman and had movie and all that kind of junk. And I like to say this a man on his life, it developed great men. Intelligent men and smart men. And I want you to notice number two, and that is the danger of the ride. The danger of the ride. A Pony Express rider, the Bible said he had to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And when a soldier goes to war, there are many dangers along the trail. I got the first danger he had was the elements that he faced. He faced the elements, I'm telling you. Listen, a Pony Express rider rode through the mountains, it was snowing. When he rode through the desert, it was hot and dry. And if he wandered off the road, he was lost. And before you know it, he was gobbled up by the elements of the world. You read stories in those books about how they came to 10 foot of snow, 15 foot of snow. There's never, never on record where a man did not go with a mail. He went if it cost him his life, he went. I mean, they just sacked him and they talked to him and they were devoted, John, to delivering that mail. And the dangers of that ride was with the elements and the snow and the mountains and the rivers and the no crossing. And when they got wet, they knew it was a dangerous ride and they never hired on. They didn't hire on a bunch of nuts. Paid them $200 a month. On 1860, that's pretty good sound. $50, that was exactly 3.5 ounces of gold in that time. That would be equivalent to about $1,500 a week now. You see, they did not have a bunch of numbskulls. And I will tell you today, somebody came in and said, well, Brother Gary went out, Brother Randy went out, and Brother John's going out of Fisher. Well, you think God wants a bunch of bombs that won't even come to church? Huh? No, God, call them! The best men in the church, and God deals with men, and their heart gets warm and hot, and God deals with them, and God calls them out because God knows there's a dangerous ride ahead, buddy. That's right. I tell you one thing, you ain't got enough to get up and go to get up and go. Best God, you ain't got enough to get up and get there. Amen. Dangerous ride to deal with the elements. Boy, I read stories. I mean, I read where one man made a pair of shoes out of two old boards he had and began to go through that snow and ice and lead his horses and the cliff falling and the snow coming down 40 and 50 foot deep. And that man got through and rode on with the man and rode 380 miles without getting off a horse. Just changed on James. And when he get there, ride over there, the dangers of the ride. Things are the elements and then the enemy. There's an enemy out there. Not only elements, there's an enemy. Listen, he walks about like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he made a vow. There's a devil out there. There's an enemy. He's out there. And he's waiting on you and I. And to destroy our children. Do away with the message. That's his job. Listen, those Indians hated those Pony Express riders. But I'd just like to tell you something about it. I'd like to tell you something about it. They wasn't called to fight. They were called to ride. That's right. They said, don't you shoot at them Indians. Don't you shoot them outlaws. You carry the mail. You don't stop that horse, you don't get off and fight. You carry the mail. Every one of them was armed with a .44 Winchester. Every one of them had a pistol, and some of them had two of them on their hip. And they wore them and carried them, and they frightened men. But listen, they wasn't called to fight. It's called to carry the gospel to the world. You listen to me today. They had enemies out there. The Indians hated them, outlaws hated them. And everybody knew, listen, everybody knew that he wasn't a horse cost $50 in that time, but a Pony Express rider never rode a $50 horse. Pony Express rider rode a $200 horse. And all he knew to do, if an enemy came, he said, get up and go. And he was gone. They had men that knew horse flesh better than anybody. And they kicked them runners out. And when he got to the mountains, they kicked the horse out that was born in the mountains. When he got to the valley, they picked horses born in the valley. When he got to the plains, they picked horses born in the plains. When they got to the prairies, they got horses out of the prairies. And them horses was ready for the fight. When the Indians pulled up on the little broomtail ponies, and about 50 of them took after them, that pony first rider just galloped over the sunset and said goodbye. He wasn't called to fight. He was called to carry the mail. You and I, he can realize today. But God has laid his hand on us, not the fight and confusion, the white hanger, but the terrible gospel to the end of the earth. Amen, Brother Wood. Then I want you to notice some dangers around, not only elements and enemy, but it was exhaustion to the body. Exhaustion. Men carried a mail, and they come in, and the Indians would kill the riders and kill the men who would take care of the changing the horses, and they'd get there. And many stories in the life of them where they rode their horses a bit. Many stories where men would even pass up the station or sound asleep on a horse, done rode to mental exhaustion, 380 miles, 420 miles. You think about riding a horse in a long gallop, 420 miles. I rode a horse 70 miles in my lifetime. And I'm going to tell you, when you ride a horse 70 miles, you done made a long trip. When you ride, I rode a horse one time, 245 miles in 5 days. And I'm going to tell you, it's a long way, eating dust and what have you. But think about riding a horse 420 miles without ever getting out of saddle. Just changing horses, change horses. Right. What happened, Brother Wood? It's time to deliver the mail. Men waiting on the end of the line down there for the mail. Men want to hear from a far country. Men want to hear from home. Men wanted that good news. And them men devoted their lives to carry that good news. Dangerous ride, I'm trying to tell you. Dangerous ride. And then I want you to notice something here, the dangers of the rider.
was the excesses of his own life. This one gets us all. You see, he couldn't eat what other people eat. He couldn't live like other people live. Oh, he was a rat. He was a rat.
They walked in and said, "Would you like to have some apple pie?" He said, "That's not all my dime.
I'm a rat.
Would you like to have something with hot cocoa? That's not all my dime.
Give me a glass of water and a sandwich. Because you see, if I have too much weight, it eliminates me from being rat. And I've devoted my life to rat and tear the meal.
And when you and I have devoted our lives to tear the gospel of Jesus Christ from all the world, then we cannot enjoy the excesses that other people enjoy.
Excesses of the flesh. Amen. Now, let me show you the third thing, if you please. And I'm hearing this morning. And that's the devotion of the rat. The devotion of the rat.
Male, they had a name for it. 40 pounds is all it could carry.
And that little box literally became a god to the devoted rat. Them riders, never in the history book, never in the history pages of America, did a rider ever come in without the mail.
I went back and read yesterday.
There's not one record on history where a rider ever come in without the mail. That mail, they came in wounded.
They came with their legs broke.
They came with arrows in their back and in the horses. But there's not one record where a man ever came to the post without the mail.
That ought to be in the life of every born-again, devoted child of God. Regardless of what we do, when we get where we're going, we ought to carry the mail. We ought to carry the mail and deliver good news from a far country.
I know somebody said there's hard men. But I want to say, yes, there's hard men, but there's honorable men. And there's heroic men. And there's men that made a stamp on the history that nobody can erase. I want to tell you something today. If God's men would dedicate their lives to carrying the message, this God will make a mark that the world will have to stand up and look at. Glory to men, male carriers. I can see them. I can see them, devoted men. One night, one day, a boy didn't come in. And they knew that he had lied about his age. And though he came out of a good family, his daddy was a big rancher. Though he came out of a good family, and this boy, they knew he was a good boy, knew he could handle a horse like and handle a gun and everything. And 7 Indians attacked this kid. And this kid had lied about his age. He wasn't but 14 years old. He was a crack shot and a good horseman. And so they hired him because they needed riders. And when they found that boy laying dead beside the road, there was a mailbox underneath him clutched in his arms and 7 Indians laying dead up in front of him. You know what's on that kid? That kid done made up his mind that he's going to carry the mail. He's going to carry the mail, and he's going to protect it with his life. And he didn't care what everybody else was doing. He was all alone, and he didn't have his brethren and his friends, and nobody was there. But he was out there by himself, and he devoted his life and knew what he was going to do. God waited in the palace, and he gave his life for what he thought was right. Seven Indians laying there, and his mail clutched in his hand. And I said, oh my God, give us some men that are devoted to carrying the mail, that love that gospel, that is the power of God, our peace, salvation, that has changed lives, rearranged homes, called men to preach, sent out around the world. God, give us some men. God, give us some men. God, give us some men. Give us some men, oh God. Devoted men. Devoted men. I got to think about that time. Man's coming down the mountain, John. He's got 40 pounds of mail. 40 pounds of mail. The devil said, this trip it ain't mail. This trip he got 40 pounds of gold. And he just belongs to the no Pony Express rider looked at it that way. He didn't care what was in that box. As far as he's concerned, he's living the mail. Back down in a little gold mine, some people had trusted him to take 40 pounds of gold to the head office of the Pony Express. And that rider's riding, he's coming in. The horse slips and falls and goes over an embankment and falls 200 feet under the tank. Broke both of his legs, and there he laid on the side of that hill. Brother John, he climbed down that hill. He made his hands bloody raw. He finally got out and got that box, tied it around his neck, climbed back up that hill, went 9 miles through a desert, and drug himself with both of his legs crippled, and finally his tongue turned black, and he pulled himself inside and delivered the mail and died right on the floor. Something in their mind. So they gave the word They came to vote in what they're doing. And God help us to have some men and women that'll be devoted to what God wants us to do. Devoted to it. Devoted to it. And then I want you to notice the determination of the liar. You say, Brother Woods, you preach on devotion, but I'm talking about determination. You see, this liar, Son of Gary, heard from the head boss that the pay was good. And he's going to get $200 a month. And when he came into our office every week, $200. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? $1,860, $200. You could have bought half the state of Texas with $200. Land was a quarter acre. You could have bought a ranch for $200. He walks in that office. You could have went down to the gold exchange and said, I want to change this $200, please. And he said, well, let me see. 6 times 16, that'd be 12. That'd be 13 ounces of gold, son. And he'd have set you 13 ounces of gold at that. How much is that, Brother Jack, today? That'd be over $5,000 today. $1,860. Man making $5,000 a month. Food and found, honey, and a place to sleep. Solid profit. One day God called us, and he said, I pay the highest price of any rank in the world. If you ride for me, I'll pay you and pay you well, and you won't have to worry about it. You know, high wages. And then when he hired on, he gave his word. He said, yes, sir, with my honor. You had to say it had an oath, John. And you said, with my honor, I'll take the job. I devote myself to care of the mail. He gave his word. You and I tipped down his eye. We told God that we've accepted his son as our savior. He's going to go out and live for him and tell the good news. We said it with our own mouth. With your own words, you'll be complimented or criticized at the judgment seat of Christ. He gave his word. But then, you know, I believe the determination of the rider was there was a lot of redemption. A lot of redemption riding for the pony. Oh, you say, how about the Indians shooting at you? How about riding over the mountains and seeing the beautiful mountains? How about seeing the tribes of Indians that were peaceful? How about seeing the beautiful cities that were going to be built? Think about the adventure of a boy from Boston who had never saw the prairies, and he began to ride and see the country. Oh, thank God today when a man becomes a child of God and he's saved. Gary Britton never thought he'd get out of town, and he just flew in from Chile, honey. Amen. Oh, brother Randy's sitting here. Oh, did he bow working over at Wine Garden? But he just come over the mountain. Boy, snow cloud, beautiful mountain. Bring in. Yeah, there's a lot of drinking. Oh, help yourself. Amen. Frighten me. Just a little rider. The adventure of it. Boy, I got to thinking about it. The need that was involved. Boy, I'm going to tell you. They take them boys out there and they say, look, and there's a big, I've been down for a big city of San Francisco. They said, look at the need. You see what he heard from their loved ones. No telegraph. No trains. Took about 6 months to get a letter by boat. If you didn't get lost, you get wet where you couldn't reach. And they said, look at the need. And they saw the need that was involved. And they dedicated their lives to the need. And the need was that a man would hear from a third country. And I can see the more Pony Express riders coming in, Brother John. It's not only the need involved, but the joy that it brought. Man, can you imagine old boys digging in a hole? And I mean, he got him about 10 ounces of gold. And he said, someday, I'm going to take this to my wife and children. And about that time, here from a pony. Vroom, 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 vroom. And he rides up. And he said, boy, I got a letter from your wife. I got a letter from your daughter. I got a letter from your mother. I got a letter for you. Oh, what joy. What joy it brought in them old camps. What do you think about it today? Right over Brother Gary Britton's men that never heard the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you pull in our entire get saved, read get saved, and you hear from a third country because a rider came. Glory to God. I wish God would give me cast iron home. That was more joy. Joy. Oh, I tell you. Brother Gary said, Brother John said, three and four to four. Come over to just say, this we had a little mission after we're done. Why, God, Sarah got saved by Sunday school. Joy.
Joy!
Oh, my soul. Is there a lot of fire? There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of trouble. But thank God for the joy.
Thank God for the joy that he brings when you deliver the master from all in me.
Thank God. Thank God for the joy. Thank God for the joy.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Determination. 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 Brother Ryder. Determination. Hello, boy, full of a long station. I never know where. They said, sir, listen, boy. About 18 years old. They said, we're sorry. The rider fell both his legs in and went in there and his leg was through. He said, you got 75 more miles to ride. He rode 75 more miles. When he got to that station, it was there. And his horse was tired. And he got that old gun horse on the neck. And he said, old Mustang, we got 75 more miles to go. 75, never thought about turning back. Never thought about taking a rest. He said, I don't know if I stay here, I won't die anyway. I better deliver the good news. He rode on. He got to that next station. And the man said, the man's laying left stick. And said, it's coming, something's wrong, he's eating something wrong. But he saddled him a brand new horse. And 75 more miles. 75 more miles. 420 miles. He rode that old horse, sleeping that saddle. Nearly fell out two or three different times. Said he stayed tied while reins around his hand, in case he ever fell. And what he did? Had that mail. They said every one of them tied that mail to him. They said every one of them got thrown, fell off a horse, had the mail. God help us today to be turned. My heart. You want to take it? You can take that blessing. Well, now give up. I'm going to pray. Are you determined? Are you determined? So take that mail for those that need. Let's pray. Let's pray. Are you determined? Are you determined? Oh, Lord. I had so much more material. But I tell you, this morning, God. Are you devoted? Are you devoted to it? You say, Brother Wood, I'm devoted to one thing. That's helping myself. What a waste of life. What a waste of life. What a waste of life. You know, the great determination was in the rider. The war was going on between the North and the South. And they said, you know, it might be that we can keep California from going with the South. Another way we might save the Union. Disciplined men. Rode and carried the news, and they saved the Union. They saved those western states from going with the South. They saved the Union. Regardless of what you believe this morning, we got a message. We got a message that'll save the world. Our Father, we come to you today in Jesus' name. And oh God, we thank you for the liberty and the power and the freedom that we have as sons of God. Lord, I pray you'll move on this service today. Lord, we thank you for what you've already done this morning in the Sunday school hour. But, oh God, we thank you what you've done in the music. And, Lord, we thank you what you've done with the message. Now, Lord God, that one that's lost.